The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Why is it pink for little girls and blue for little boys? Where did it start? So, of course, I did some digging, went to my old friend Google, and found out, well, it wasn't always that way. In fact, according to Ladies' Home Journal in the early 1900s, it should be pink is for boys, blue is for girls. And somewhere in the 1940s, that all switched. It's interesting to hear the history of these things, where really it just evolved over time. When you go back to the 1800s, little boys and little girls wore frilly white dresses. Times changed, people change, and then when, I guess, pastels were introduced in the mid-1900s, and it started out with pink for boys, blue for girls. But by the 1940s, well, that changed. Somewhere society decided it was different. Somewhere they thought that, well, dressing boys in pink wasn't the right way to go. I don't know why it happened. I don't know what made it happen, but now it's acceptable. Blue for boys, pink for girls. Why not green and blue? Why not black and green? Why not orange and yellow? I know, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?